Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
It's trains, planes and automobiles. Republic of Ireland fans are taking every possible route you can imagine to Prague for the playoff match tomorrow night. And our own Henry McKean met fans at Dublin Airport and joined them on their journey without a match ticket.
I am going to Berlin first and then getting a first class train to Prague.
First class all
first
the way?
First class all the way.
And you're a first class man. Do you have a ticket for the game?
Oh, I do not, unfortunately. No. Wasn't too far away from getting one, but it wasn't lucky enough.
You're hopeful, though?
Very hopeful, absolutely.
So we're here in Dublin Airport. It's still extremely early, around 6 a.m., or not even about 5:30. For you, how are you feeling about the game?
I'm pretty confident now. I think that the belief is there, you know, like that not everyone has tickets, but there's a lot of people going over for it, and I think that shows the belief in the game as well. So,
have you had a pint to take the edge off?
Not yet, it's a bit too early, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but now I'm going to wait until I get to Prague, I think.
We're flying into Vienna, I'm going to train from Vienna down.
So you're going to Vienna?
Yeah.
And do you have a ticket for the game?
No.
But you're hoping for the best?
Hopefully, yeah, see what's over there.
Leeds, Bradford.
You're going through Leeds, Bradford.
To Amsterdam, to Prague.
Then Amsterdam.
Then Prague.
So three routes.
Three routes, yeah. Save a few bob.
And do you have a ticket for the game?
No, not yet. Hopefully we get one out of there.
And how do you feel about the boys in green? How do you think they'll do?
I think they're looking good. I listened to John O'Shea the other day. He said they're confident in training. And there's a bit of an aura around the training ground. So yeah, hopefully we do well.
How old are you?
31.
So you're so young, you were just very young during the last World Cup in 2002.
Yeah, I barely remember. I can remember the whole place was painted green, white and orange. The cars, there was a car going around the estate painted green, white and orange. The pats, everything was painted. So hopefully we can experience that now ourselves.
Well, look, best of luck on the journey.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.
What route are you taking to get to Prague?
So we are going to fly into Vienna at 6:30 and then we're going to get a train from Vienna into Prague. So we're hopefully there for 7 o'clock this evening, all going well.
Do you have a golden ticket?
No, but we'll make every attempt possible.
I haven't met anyone who has a ticket yet.
No, live in hope. And even if we're in a 5 kilometre radius, well, that's close enough.
And where is home for you?
Portlaoise, greatest town in Ireland.
The greatest town in Ireland. Do you remember the good old days? Do you remember Italia 90, USA 94?
Second-hand memories. All recycled memories, unfortunately. And 2002, I don't remember. So this is the biggest moment of my lifetime of supporting Irish football. Long may it last.
Tell us about the route you're taking.
We're going to flying to Vienna at 6:30, then we're getting a train to Prague. Hopefully there by 7 p.m. this evening, all going well. No ticket for the game, but going to live in hope. And even if we're any bit close, within a 5 kilometre radius, that's 100%. That's close enough for us.
Do you remember the glory days, Italia 90, USA 94? Japan, Korea 2002?
No, before my time, and as I was saying, it's recycled memories and seeing videos of the country coming to a standstill, so anything to be similar to that now is what we're hoping for, living and dreaming and hoping for another result like that.
What route are you taking?
Berlin, and then the train up from Berlin to Prague.
Do you have a ticket?
Unfortunately not.
I can't find anyone who's actually has a ticket. For you, what does this mean?
Experience. Excitement and hopefully a qualification.
And where is home for you?
Dublin, but originally from the north.
And do you remember the good days? Do you remember Italian 90?
Of course. Yeah, running about the roads with flags and waving flags in the fields and all that there. Yeah, remember it well.
Hey, I'm Tamara Tarr. I'm from Dublin. We're heading over to Prague via Berlin today. So we'll go from here to Berlin. We'll get the train then. 4 hours into Prague, still looking for match tickets, but you never know, we might be lucky. But there's a gang of them going on the Aer Lingus flight now as well, so we're 5 minutes in the difference and we're just going to have a ball. Hopefully Ireland will do it and we'll bring it back to Dublin on Tuesday.
So you hope to have a ball and no ticket?
We've no ticket yet, but we're going to have some crack.
And do you remember the good days?
We remember the good days, alright. I have vague memories. I'll give away my age now, with 1990. 94 obviously was brilliant. Dummy leaving here in 2002, so it's about time we made it back to a World Cup.
Best of luck on the journey.
Cheers, thanks Emil. Have a good day.
you were there in Hungary. You saw the Troy Parrott hat-trick.
We were in the away end, obviously, in the Puskas Arena, and it was just indescribable how good it was. The hat-trick, the last second goal, we were just on cloud nine in the stadium then for like a good half an hour, 40 minutes after. Irish fans just giving it everything that they had. The players being very receptive on the pitch. Memories that will last a lifetime.
Has anybody got a ticket? Only Henry McKean, of course, would find himself on a train to Prague himself with all of the Irish fans. Fair play to them making the effort, even if they are ticketless. But I have no doubt the crack will be unbelievable. Unbelievable whether or not you're going to the match or not. Our own Josh Crosby has been off to Portland Row in Dublin's north inner city, where Troy Parrott hails from, to meet with his family and friends. And he first caught up with another local sports hero, Kelly Harrington.
Absolutely electric, you know, everybody's looking forward to it. Look, everybody across Ireland, not just this community, but across Ireland is really looking forward to it. It's great to have something to look forward to and a team to back now, you know, so looking forward to it.
Gives the place a lift, the whole country a lift.
Massive lift, yeah. Massive lift. But we still have to produce the goods now on Thursday. But we're all behind the team 100% and believe that they can do it Thursday and follow it through down to Tuesday.
And who better to ask now about sport? What is it about this area that you can create such great sports stars?
We grew up and we had to work and fight for everything that has been given to us. Nothing was ever handed to us. So we know what it's like to work hard. We know how to work hard and we know how to, when the pressure is on, we know how to perform and to get the job done, you know, whereas some people might crumble when the pressure comes, but we've grown up surrounded by pressure, so we know what it's like to work in that situation, so that's what separates us from the rest.
So you know the dedication that Troy Parrott and others have put into this?
Yeah, the whole lot of the Irish team have put in a tremendous amount of dedication. To keep themselves injury-free says something alone, you know, so it's been a long wait and they've managed to keep themselves fresh, healthy and injury free, so that says a lot about a team.
And I'm sure you know Troy from growing up. Would you have a message for them now ahead of the game?
Yeah, absolutely, to go out there, enjoy it. It's about enjoying it as it's going, as it's happening, but you know, stay focused, eyes are on the prize and just get the job done, you know, like don't get caught up in the do you know what, I would hope that none of them are listening to this, to be honest with you, because If they're serious enough, they shouldn't be listening to the media. They shouldn't even be on the media, and they probably listen to it afterwards, you know. So they might listen afterwards, but I doubt that they're going to listen beforehand. But look, just get stuck in.
There'll be a few watch parties planned for around here, like there was for you.
There will be, yeah, yeah. We're all behind the whole team, and to our Troy from Portland Row.
Hello, I'm Jaden Parrott. I'm 15 and I'm Troy Parrott's cousin. There's a lot of excitement around it, and since I'm related to him, you know, a lot of the school comes to me and they're like, what story with Troy? Can we get a jersey and all? So it's very proud of him, you know.
So they're all giving you the jersey to go and get signed?
Yeah, that's it, you know, because obviously we ties with Troy and used to be a pupil there as well.
And have you spoken to him now recently ahead of the game, or how's he feeling, do you know?
I've spoken to him only in short amounts, but I asked him if he's going to score a lot goals, and he said yeah, he said he's very confident.
But it must give a great sense of inspiration to you and your friends around the area to know that if you put in the hard work you can get to that level.
Yeah, it's actually very inspiring, because I used to live with him for a few years and honestly we're close, you know, and it's just really inspiring to see what he can do. So yeah, I want to be a footballer when I grow up as well.
Yeah, brilliant. Are you heading off to Prague yourself?
Yeah, the family will be over in Prague. Please God, we get tickets. And, you know, even if we don't, we'll be there cheering them on all the way, you know.
Yourself, you're living in the area?
Yeah.
What's the mood like this week now?
Yeah, it's going to be buzzing now, yeah.
The kids love it. This is my son here with me, and he loves Troy Parrott, don't you? Do you want to sing the song? Go, you have to sing loud.
It's only one Troy Parrott. He can walk in the lawn, singing a song. Walk in the Parrott Wonderland.
Brilliant. Who's going to win the game?
Ireland.
How much are they going to win by?
How many goals do you think they're going to score? Two goals.
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. And I love Troy Parrott's cousin. That young lad has to get a ticket. Somebody needs to find a ticket for him. And great advice too, of course, from a local sports hero and, well, national hero, Kelly Harrington there as well, chatting to our own Josh Crosby. Noel Anderson from the Grand Slam Bar Group is with us here on the programme today. Noel, I take it you don't have a ticket in hand.
No, I don't, but sure, how would you not be buzzing after listening to that montage there?
That is brilliant, isn't it?
That's brilliant. And there's honestly, there's a huge buzz in the hospitality industry and the pub industry all over Ireland about this match tomorrow. We can't wait.
So you have a number of pubs across Dublin city centre and surrounding areas. How are the preparations going, Noel?
They're coming along well. They're flying. The momentum is building. So we have green park hands. We have bunting out. We've playlist set. If we please God score a goal and win, we have a free change in times points if Troy Parrott scores the winner. So yeah, and the bookings are flying in.
Like, so honestly, are people? Like, I couldn't believe this today. So whatever about in the pubs you have with the restaurants, but are people actually ringing up to book a table to sit in to watch the match in the pub?
Honestly, you've no idea. Like, you've never seen anything like it for a match during the week. I was talking to your producer Niamh. She's getting her girls together and they're heading out.
Brilliant.
Our booking systems are flying. So we're telling people get in early. Finish work, get yourself in for a bite to eat, settle in. I'm going to myself, we're going to McSorley's for the match. It's actually Rob Kearney's birthday, so we're going to celebrate there
fantastic.
And have a bit of crack. My partner's pub down in Leixlip, they've the bunting out, they've huge screens, the big outdoor screens, and their bookings coming through out the door.
Yeah, so the people are just they're making an occasion of it, and why wouldn't they absorb, soak up the whole atmosphere, Noel?
Well, we haven't had anything like this in the football for ages. So the rugby has kind of done its thing. But like soccer is still, or whatever we want to call it, football or soccer, it's still the number one popular sport in this country. And whatever reason, it just brings the country together. And we haven't had something like this to cheer on for a long time. And like, you know, it's a great boost for hospitality, great boost for the country. And
absolutely.
We can't wait.
Well, listening to you talking about it now, I'll have to see if I can find if you have a spare stool going at one of those tables.
We'll put you on Rob's lap if you want there as well.
We'll soak up the atmosphere. Listen, Noel, thanks a million. Best of luck. Noel Anderson from the Grand Slam Bar Group. Listeners got in touch to say the best place to watch the match. It's Geary's in Charleville. They love sport. The excitement is building for Thursday's match, having won best place to watch the match for Cork in 2024 and 2025 at the Pub Awards. We truly believe that we offer not only a great experience, but bang for your buck, says this texter. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.